With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration is asking the IRS to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. The request comes amid President Trump's revocation of federal funding from Harvard after the school refused to punish pro-Hamas supporters, ban masks on campus, and other actions that ensure all students are safe on campus. Tax-exempt status is typically given to charitable, religious, and educational organizations that adhere to tax laws prohibiting them from engaging in certain political activities. Pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic protest, and DEI initiatives are political activities. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Democrats' defense of Kilmer Garcia is stunning.
The number one issue they are focused on right now is bringing back this illegal alien terrorist to America. But where are the Democrats applauding the fact that southern border crossings just hit a historic low? Where are the Democrats supporting our brave men and women of law enforcement who are putting their lives on the line every single day to arrest the violent illegal alien invaders that the previous administration allowed into our country?
Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador to meet with the country's vice president to push for the release of the MS-13 gang member, but he was denied. Also at SRNNews.com, tens of thousands of Spotify users were left high and dry Wednesday morning.
Unable to access the popular music and audio streamer. At one point, Down Detector showed a peak of more than 48,000 outage reports. Many of the users saying they were having difficulty loading both the app and the website, playing or hearing songs, and using its search function. Spotify posting on its customer support account, the right team is on it and working on a fix. Spotify currently boasts a total of more than 675 million users. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. The United Kingdom's top court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex, and that excludes men posing as women.
Born baby's heartbeat can be detected approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as U.S. ambassador to Israel. Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez describes Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for this generation. The group is the largest Latino Christian network in America, representing millions of Christians. This is SRN News. A Texas judge throws out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees.
The order by U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman in Fort Worth came after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a coalition of major banking groups agreed the rule was illegal. The rule was proposed last year under the Biden administration, but the CFPB has been in turmoil since the Trump administration this year began dismantling it and dropping various enforcement actions against companies. The banks have been pushing hard to stop the late fee rule due to the potential billions the banks would lose in revenue. John Scott reporting.
A DNA evidence hearing continues on Long Island in the case of against accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman. A forensics company co-founder again took the stand Wednesday morning to voice his support for the technique to link victims' hair samples to Huerman. More details at SRNNews.com.